choir is singing, rise again. Let the words bless you. Let the truths bless you. It's a great, great cantata. Thank you, choir.
A simple fisherman who had become a follower of John the Baptist. One day he heard John call Jesus the Lamb of God. Curious to learn what he meant, Andrew began to follow Jesus, who turned around and said, "Who do you seek?" Andrew replied, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" Jesus said, "Come and see." That was all. Come and see. But those three words would change Andrew's life forever.
And fire.
Jewish parents, Mary and Joseph taught their little boy that he was part of a chosen people, that they worshiped the one true God, and there was only one place to give him their sacrifice and offerings, the temple in Jerusalem. Going there was a very important and necessary, but somehow it seemed like Jesus already knew. Passover meal Jesus would share with the 12. He stood before them and broke the bread, telling that his body would also be broken. Then he poured out the wine, saying that he would pour out his blood for them too. Patiently, lovingly, he tried to prepare them from the frightening, painful hours and days ahead. Most of all, he showed them his love in a way they would always remember.
Save us all, to save us.
none of the disciples understood what was about to happen, although Jesus had told them plainly. All of them swore their allegiance and loyalty, but Peter protested that he would defend the Master with his life. He would never forsake Jesus, he bragged. But the Lord knew even then the painful details of the event that was unfolding. He said Peter would deny him that very night. Then, while Jesus prayed, the disciples slept. When the Romans arrested him and dragged him away, the disciples fled. And while Jesus was being beaten and tried, Peter denied he even knew him. Sabbath, some of the women who had followed Jesus went to the tomb. One of them was Mary Magdalene. When the women women saw the stone was rolled away and the Lord's body missing, Mary collapsed in tears, thinking that she would be denied even the small comfort of anointing the Master's body. Her heart must have leaped from an imaginable joy when she heard his familiar voice call her name. He was standing before her. Jesus was alive. He had risen from the dead, just as he said he would. The things that took place when Jesus was crucified and died and then rose from the dead. Some of you already believe, but some of you may be thinking that you need more proof. Thomas, one of his disciples, felt just that way. Even though others had seen Jesus, Thomas said that he would not believe that the Lord was alive unless he himself could touch the nail marks in the Master's hands. A week later, Thomas got his chance. Jesus appeared before him and invited him to verify the truth of the resurrection. Then Jesus said, "Stop doubting and believe." That's what Jesus would say to each of us today. He did everything he said he would do, and it all happened just the way it was prophesied. Before he ascended to heaven, Jesus said that one day he would return, and I trust him. I know he will.
Oh,
Easter changed everything. 12 plain fishermen, tax collector, farmers, and then it's been multiplied to almost a third of the world claims to follow Jesus. Easter changed everything. It split our calendar, is that right? That is a magnificent statement. AD and BC. Also, it impacted the world more than anything's ever impacted the world. Jesus never wrote any books, but there's more books written about him than any other person. Jesus never wrote a song, but there's more songs sung about him than any other person. Jesus never drew or sculptured anything, but there's more art about him than any other thing in the world. And it's amazing. No, Jesus never traveled 100 miles away from Jerusalem, yet the followers of Jesus surround the planet. Amen? And to realize that Easter changed everything, and it's the good news. It's the gospel. And what's good about it? He not only died and was buried, he rose again. And that's the good news that makes it all happen. And it's wonderful to watch that. 1 Corinthians 15. If you have your Bibles, turn there with me, please. 1 Corinthians 15. It states it. I want to answer this morning, why should we believe in the resurrection? Do you know, if we do not believe in the resurrection, we have no reason having the Christian faith that we have. If he didn't raise from the grave, we do not have a reason to be here today. You understand that? That's a big deal. And to realize that, you know, he claimed to be God. He claimed to be the giver of life. He claimed to be absolute truth. If it's a hoax, it's the biggest hoax that ever hit the world. But if it's true, wow. And 1 Corinthians 15 is great here. Let's read it here. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, the good news, he's arose, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye" what? I like that. "By which also ye are saved." Now I put this in black here because you got to have, if ye keep. Can you just say you're a Christian, or does it have to start changing your life? It has to change your life. You can't say you're a Christian and do dastardly things all the time and just be mean and hateful. And you know what I'm saying? If you're a Christian, will it show? Now, you won't be perfect. You won't be perfect. But it should show. It should show at work. It should show in your family. It should show in your neighboring, in your business. And when you do make mistakes or sin, you should say what? Sorry, forgive me. We do. But it should be alive. Now it grows cold sometimes and cools off and needs to be revived. That's why we have church. That's why you read your Bible every day. And that's so important. But if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye also receive, ye have believed in vain. For I deliver unto you, first of all that which I have received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture, and that he was seen of Cephas, that's Peter, then of the 12, and after that he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present. Were they still alive when this book was written? That's a really neat statement. But some are fallen asleep. Some have died, passed on, but they saw Jesus alive after the resurrection. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of Paul. Paul really saw him on the road to Damascus. I saw him. He's alive. And also, as one born out of time, due time, and if, catch this, and if Christ be not risen, your faith is vain, and ye are yet in your... That's heavy. If He didn't raise from the grave, we don't have a reason to have a religion. But He did. And I want to talk about that. I've been reading all kinds of things this week on why do we believe? Why do we believe in the resurrection? Points that that He really lived, He really died, He really arose again. And another statement there, it says, if in this life only we have hope in the resurrection. You know, we're just religious people. We are of all men most what? Miserable. If it's not true. But now is Christ risen from the dead. For as in Adam all die. Do you know we're all sinners because of Adam? Preacher, I'm not that bad. Well, I granted that. But if you've broken one of the Ten Commandments, Jesus said you broke them. Wow. I'm guilty. You know, as in Adam, all died. That's why He had to die. Because He had to pay the penalty for my sin, for your sin. And this week, I trust you, on Friday, you were thinking from 9 to 3, He was on that cross for you and me. I nailed Him there. I put Him there. I made Him die. He was the perfect one. I should have been crucified. In Adam all die. That's why we need a Savior. That's why He came. Even so in Christ shall what? All be made. Wow. Do you believe that? That's the whole subject of realizing that, man, that is exciting to realize that if He really arose from the grave, that changes everything. And I hope you realize that. It's easy to just to get caught up and forget that it really happened. It's easy to get caught up in our way of life and all the things going on that we forget a miracle happened. A miracle of all miracles. Let me state this. If you're believing in the miracle at death, you go to heaven, you might as well live like you believe the miracle of the resurrection. Because if He really arose, it changes everything. You are to live for Him who died for you. He's the one. How do we know? How do we know? Here are 7 reasons why that I believe in the resurrection. And all my studies this week of all the people like Josh McDowell and people like that and Robbie Zacharias and studying those guys. This is all in print. I have this all in print back there if you'd like to get it. It's 4 pages. It is excellent. I'm just going to give you an overview this morning. The first is the historicity of Jesus of Nazareth. Do you know He really lived? We have all kinds of historical facts. It's not like King Arthur that was a myth or a legend. The Nazarene is historical. We have so many documents that state that Jesus really lived. The overwhelming statements of all of history that He really lived is magnificent. And to realize that, wow, this is exciting that He did really live. We have a coin that has Quirinius on it, who was the governor of Syria when Jesus was born. We have that. And the statements of Jesus, He really lived. Nobody, not even the most liberal, not even the most atheist, will deny that He really lived. The Muslim faith has Him in their Bible. He really lived. I want you to know, nobody doubts that this Jesus really lived on this earth. The historicity of Jesus of Nazareth being alive on this planet is so great. Secondly, the works of Jesus went unchallenged. All of them, nobody said, he didn't do that miracle of 5,000. He didn't raise the dead. He didn't make the lame to walk. He didn't heal the blind. They all said, that even the Jewish establishment, they attributed his miraculous events to Satan. None of them said, it really didn't happen. I've had people and preachers and movements, they claim all kinds of healings, and we find out it really didn't happen. And you're saying, wow. They did not attest that it happened. They just attested it to someone else. Nobody challenged the miracles that Jesus did. Thirdly, to identify him as Jesus, the Son of God. He claimed to be the Son of God. His works produced that he was the Son of God. Nobody attested that. It was confirmed that he did that. Josephus, the first century Jewish Roman historian, Josephus, says in his book, written in the first century, he lived from about 37 to 100 AD, and he wrote a book, The Antiquities, and he said in this book that James, the brother of Jesus, who is called the Christ, the Messiah. Wow. It mentions Jesus many times. He really lived. People didn't attest that he claimed to be the Son of God. And here it's right in history here of Josephus, the first century historian, stating that, hey, he identifies him as Jesus, the Messiah. Fourthly, the death of Jesus is undisputed. The evidence that Jesus was crucified, that he was flogged, that he was beaten, that everything was there. He suffered so much pain and agony. He died of asphyxiation. And all of his legs not being broken. And it's wonderful. He was dead, folks. He really died. Nobody argues that. He really died. And then fifthly, the burial of Jesus was public and secured. Everybody in Jerusalem knew whose tomb he was buried in. Everybody. He was buried in Joseph of Arimathea's tomb. And it was very public, and all the Roman guards went around it. Is that right? Very public, very secured. They already heard, some guy said that he was rise again. And so they put all the guards there. So it was very public. Everybody knew, and all of history knows that he was publicly buried there, and it was guarded, it was secured by all of the soldiers there. There is no doubt that he actually died, and we understand that today. Sixthly, the prophecies of the resurrection are convincing. All the Old Testament, he was told in Zechariah 12:10 that he would be pierced in his side. It says in Psalm 34 verse 20 that he would not have any of his bones broken. It says that he would be buried in a rich man's tomb in Isaiah 53:9. 300 Old Testament prophecies, all of them. Then in the New Testament, he prophesies, I'm going to rise again. I'm going to rise again. Many, many, many times in Matthew and Mark and John and Luke. And then lastly, he said, the eyewitnesses' account of the resurrection is conclusive. It's stated in our text here that 500 brethren at once saw him. It's very important to catch that. Many of the people writing on this subject made a big deal that the Bible makes a big deal of all the women that saw him. Do you know how women were viewed in the first century? That wouldn't be a good argument. But the Bible states it all over the place. Jesus appeared to the women first. Praise God for women. And it's very important that we realize that the eyewitnesses, they gave it. Mary Magdalene said he appeared to her first in John 20, and to the women returning to the well in Matthew 28, to Peter in Luke 24, to the road to Emmaus in Luke 24, to all the apostles in John 20, to James in 1 Corinthians 1, to the group of 500, which we just read here in 1 Corinthians 15. The proof that the eyewitnesses saw him. He arose. He arose. The proof is so evidenced. If you believe that, that changes everything. If you're here this morning and you're on the fence teetering, or you know, you're just a good Joe, you're a good religious person, you're a kind person, you got to be convinced that this man called Jesus is God. And that He arose from the dead. And when you believe that, you give your whole life to Him. It changes everything. You just can't be a casual person. You just can't be a person that claims to be a Christian and just walks through. You know, I'm one of the political parties. I won't say which one I'm on. I'm a member of a political party. But do I go door to door and try to get people to vote? Nope. Do I write letters? Do I work at the offices of all these people? I'm really not a good political party person. I'm a very casual. Is that right? Casual. I'm really terrible. If you call yourself a Christian, you got to live it. You got to love it. You got to obey it. It should just ooze out. You should be radical about it. You should just be crazy about it. It should just ooze out of you. People just say, man, that's all you talk about, Jesus. Thank you. It's who you are. It changes everything. If He really lived and did miracles and loved and spoke and died and rose again and ascended into heaven and He's coming back, it changes everything. Everything. You just can't get up in the morning and not talk to Him, huh? You just can't go through the day and not see all of His creation and praise His name. You just can't, when there's a problem at work or home or neighbors or whatever, you just can't go over and say, let's pray and talk to God. It just consumes your life because you're nothing. He's everything. And it's amazing what it's all about there to see that this is great. Five benefits real quickly and I close. Five benefits of this, and I trust you have them. You know, God loves each of us unconditionally. That's wild. We can be forever forgiven for all of our sins by Jesus' death and resurrection. Number three, Jesus defeated death so we don't have to fear it. Wow. Number four, God has a greater purpose for our lives here and now. You have a purpose. You're just not existing. Going to bed, getting up, going to work, coming home tired, going to bed, getting up, going to work, coming home tired. This problem, paying these bills, life's a mess. No, God's with me. Now, life's still a mess, okay? But God's with me. And if I have God with me, and He's got a greater purpose for my life right here and now, it's all right. He's in charge. Number five, we can be certain of a future in heaven. That's wonderful. And looking at all these evidences by faith and repentance. Repentance is confession and turning from. Forgive me, turn from. Confession. Repentance. And receiving, that's believing, that's trusting, that's committing your life to. Is that right? You got to repent, you got to receive. You can have Jesus' free gift of eternal life. That's wonderful stuff, folks. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Do you know that? Do you know that? Did Jesus really raise from the grave? Yes. If you can say thank you. If you can say yes to that, it's got to change your life. You just are not your own. You're bought with a price. You don't do anything for yourself. You do it for Him. You're a Jesus person. You're all out Jesus person. Whatever the Bible says is right. Whatever you think's wrong, it's your Jesus person. You're a Bible person. You say, preacher, I'm not sure I am. I might be just a little casual follower. I might be religious. But man, to really know Jesus as my Savior, I'm sitting here and I'm not sure. You know, He might be a part of my life, but He's not my life. The resurrection changes everything, folks. It's just not a little, it's everything. everything. Preacher, I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. I will not embarrass you. I will not embarrass you. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven, and I sure don't want to go to hell. Pray for me. If you have some doubts, let's deal with that. I can take someone with you, a man with man, lady with lady, to a room right around us here, and 10 minutes show you how you can know for sure you're on your way to heaven because of the resurrected Savior. Wow. Preacher, pray for me. Can I pray for you? Every head bowed, every eye closed, just you, me, and God. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Can you pray for me? Can I pray for you? Just put your hand up. Let me pray for you, please. Please. I'll just pray for you. Balcony, side wings, main floor. Christians, fire up for God. It's Easter every Sunday. He's alive. He's alive. Let Him live in your life. Let Him live. Man alive. Easter changes everything, and He lives. Choir, sing for us, please. Christ risen from the dead. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Believe it, live it, love it. Pass it on. It's Easter. Today, if you talk to people, remember He's alive. And people will respond. We still have America that still thinks about it, huh? Praise God for that. And don't let that pass. This afternoon, this evening, Easter changes everything. if he is alive, and he is, we're changed. We can never be the same. It's not us. We are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are his. Lord Jesus, thank you for gathering us together for this wonderful resurrection celebration, because you are alive. You live in us and you live in heaven, and you're going to come and get us one day, and we're excited because as long as you live, we shall live also. Lord, impact this afresh in each person here this day, because it's absolute truth. Lord, change our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Greet one another. The Lord be with you.